Welcome to Crypto Nights, where we help you finally make sense of the trending world of cryptocurrencies. So gather your virtual piggy bank and let's get started.
Charles, welcome to Crypto Nights. We are just so excited to have you on our podcast. Good morning to all of us here in US, but good evening to you. It's actually pretty late night for you there in Korea. But very happy to have you, Charles.
Yes. I'm very excited to be here with Mr. Dr. Kent.
Yes.
And to the audience of this Crypto Nights. I'm very excited to introduce our fascinating project that we're doing.
Absolutely. Yeah. Yes. Like I was telling you, I spent a lot of time yesterday going through Ranking Ball and going through your profile, Darwin's profile, and just very excited about learning about your business and so on and so forth. And I'm sure our audience will be very excited to listen to this podcast. So I just wanted to jump right in. And Charles, why don't you start off by giving us a brief introduction to you, to Darwin, and your company?
Yes. Rankable, we are trying to bring a daily fantasy bingo for every sports and esports fans. Daily fantasy bingo is quite a new concept, but daily fantasy sports has been around for a long time, and it's been proven to be a very successful business. But we want to kind of take it to a more broader audience. DFS being very, you need to spend a lot of time researching for lineups and all the skills and the performances of players. But we want to take it lightly so that people can come in and jump up, hop on it, and play for fun. And for Ranking Ball, we have a very unique proposition to the existing audiences, because what we started was from becoming a second screen platform. We used to work with major sport networks, and what we specialized was how to raise the viewership. So we had a lot of R&Ds, and we have a lot of trials, and try to make the sport networks and sports contents and sports medias to be very interactive so that the audiences can be more engaged into the match they watch. So through the course, we have learned that providing stats, the data, and using the data to combine, construct entertainment element would hook the audience much better and make them engage into the match they're watching. So we want to kind of revolutionize the way people consume sports contents, not just playing a game, not just looking at the data, but be in the game and be with the data and play alongside with the team that you're cheering for. So that's the different aspect that we are trying to achieve with this project. And we've been very successful in the past working with a major sport networks in Korea, such as KBS, NBC, and SBS. So we want to bring this experience and bring our track record to the States now, to the stateside, and to the audience around the world.
Okay, so you are not new to this industry. You're not two people that decided yesterday night that you should do something like in the book.
Right.
You both, that's what I want to emphasize is, Darwin, and you have been in this space for a while, and you have done a lot of work in the past. So can you tell us, when was the idea for Ranking Ball conceived, and how long have you been working on it?
Our idea was formulated when we started working with KBS on Sochi Winter Olympics in 2014. As you know, everybody watch Netflix now.
Yeah.
But if you take a look into your daily lives, yeah, when do you really watch TV? When do you watch live TVs? It's only when there's a sports match.
Yeah.
World Cup, Olympics are the major international games that people sit in front of the TV and feel the excitement. nobody watches a recorded sports match at all. Nobody downloads a major league game on Netflix, or you know, downloads on YouTube, or watching it, and so forth. So sports match is a very it's the very core, the heart of broadcast. But you know, as you know, people are kind of moving on to traditional TV, to kind of streamings.
Yeah.
So we can learn by seeing people kind of watching Netflix, watching the Twitch, and so forth. Everybody is moving on to stream. So even Disney, Disney owns ESPN. ESPN wants to play a part in streaming business as well.
Yeah.
So when it comes to streaming, it's all deep. It's all PC. It's all smartphones. It becomes important that we need to provide added value to the content itself. Yeah. So that's the part that we've been successful at. So we want to kind of bring this into a kind of platform business so that we'll benefit the broadcasters, we benefit the leagues, we benefit the teams, we benefit the spectators and audience. So it's been almost 4 years now since we kind of formulated the idea. Then we studied the elements of daily fantasy sports. We've been heavily researching the elements of social casinos. So we combined all the facts, all the history, all the good things out of all the business, including social casinos, sports bettings, iGaming, DFS. We combined them all into a form of a bingo. So it's making more accessible to the regular sports fans.
Well, that's fantastic. So this has been a serious business that's been conceived and formulated and designed and so on and so forth over the last 4 years. To me, that's very exciting. That tells me about a real team and a real business. So can you tell me about a use case? Let's take Joe Smith, who is a viewer of this content. So mm-hmm. Can you tell me what is a use case for Ranking Ball?
Yes, you'd be much better if you could actually show you our product on it is recorded podcast. So people can come in and they can do a test drive. We have a live product ready, so I'll give you the URL later.
But, and we will include in the description, Charles, sorry to interrupt, but in the description, we will include the link to the demo. So at this part in the segment, people can actually go and see what you're explaining. So assume that they are able to look at it. Yeah.
Okay. That's great. So let's say there's an average Joe who loves baseball.
Yeah.
So so before he watches the MLB match, he can kind of pop up their smartphone and go into a contest that they're going to watch. Yeah. So he selects 16 players out of two teams and put those 16 players in the former DFS or Daily Fantasy Sports. It's just a 16 virtual team that goes into a roster game. But for us, this roster is put into a 4x4 bingo board, bingo-like board. It is not a bingo, but we kind of took the concept of bingo.
Yeah.
So in each match, as the match progresses, each player scores, maybe they hit a score a hit, maybe they score a run, RBI. And when they are on the defense, they play as a defense. Yes. So what happens is that each player, if each player scores, say, for a hit, if four players in a row scores a hit, that makes a hit bingo.
Okay.
If four players in a row makes a run, they could be coming in, you know, as a runner or make a home run, then you can make a run bingo. Okay. But when they're on the defense side and they catch the ball and do the putouts, and if four people table comes in a row, then that becomes a put-out bingo. So you put the skill-based element and combine with real-time data so that it syncs with the match that you're watching. So before, usually, like if you play DFS, you set up the lineup, you enter the contest, you wait till the contest over and just check whether you won or not. But us, we want to deliver excitement while you're watching the match, while the match is going. So you're holding onto your smartphone and you're watching your bingo kind of turn up, but you're also seeing the stats and data of what's going on in the match in a visual and very graphical format.
Oh, so, this is exciting. I'm visualizing as you're talking. Yeah. I'm excited because it looks like I could start off in a very simple interface. What I'm imagining is that 4x4 matrix where I will put in, I don't know, my predictions, my picks.
True, yes.
And then as I'm watching the game, probably the colors of these things will change because of the bingo-like. And I'm watching the game and these things are evolving on the side and I'm getting excited, not only because of the game, but because of my predictions.
Right.
I'm not going to leave. I'm not even going to go to the bathroom because I don't know. three things, I got three hits in a row and I'm waiting for the fourth one for a hit bingo.
Yes.
And then I'm imagining, okay, the fourth one happens, or if it is a near miss, like I'm down and it's an emotional roller coaster. Yeah. And then I get one of these three types of bingo and I'm like excited and screaming. So I'm not only nowadays screaming when good things happen in the game, but also when good things happen in my bingo.
Yes, truly. That's
probably,
it's
a party going on in my house and all of us are having our own bingos going on. I don't know. I'm just imagining because everybody has a smartphone. They can be tracking this. If there are 15 people in my party and we are all having a baseball party just to watch the game, we can also be having this one going on in parallel and everybody's screaming all the time. And it can add to a lot of fun. And I'm also imagining, I'm now jumping ahead, so I can already see how your token might be a reward whenever I get a bingo. So anyway, so am I getting the idea of the use case?
Yes, very exactly. Very specifically, you are getting it right. Actually, just yesterday, we had our internal team bet on bet $1 for the game. So everybody had a bingo. And the funny thing is, our intern, it's a she, and she placed the first. She won the contest, and it was very exciting to see how the match progresses and the rank goes up and down in real time. So like it's more exciting when you play along with your friends. So you can brag about I know sports better, but you don't know. I mean, the sports is a drama. Every match becomes a drama, especially for yesterday's match. She had a single player on her bingo board. It was a substitute. So he was not a starting lineup. So it was turned off for all to the end towards the seventh inning. But luckily he came in and scored a home run with the RBI. So the game changed suddenly. She was at the bottom of the rank and she just jumped up to the top high rank and there was a race between the top rankers and she finally made it. And it was very exciting to see and everybody was laughing, everyone was enjoying it. And we want to bring that same joy to the audiences out there.
And that is amazing because we have all always talked about it. As crazy as we are all about sports, we are always thinking, hey, we are sitting and watching somebody else play. But here you have created a layer on top of it where we are also engaged. We are also playing while they're playing their game on top of it with a layer provided by Ranking Ball. We are all playing our own game and having fun. We are not just observers, but we are participants, which is a big difference.
Yes. Yeah, and another good thing is that, you don't have to cry or, you don't have to shout over winning or losing because you have your own set of game that doesn't depend on the result of the match. If you get lineup right, in a grid, you can have your own fun. Even if your team loses, st- still you might have a kind of cheerful kind of moment by winning the game yourself.
Yeah, I understand. So that's very exciting. So is this going to this whole experience? Is it a web app? Is it a smartphone app? How is it being delivered as an experience?
Okay, we have the tokens will be used on our web app.
Okay.
So we have a web platform which is accessible from your desktop and your mobile phone.
Yeah.
And we also have apps on Google Play and Apple App Store.
Okay.
But these apps are for kind of a free to play. So you don't use tokens here, but you actually use our game play money called Rankable Silver.
Okay.
Yeah. But you have the same experience as I just explained. This is because this is a strategic approach, because in this space it's hard to kind of do the marketing, like especially like when it comes to ICO, you can't, it's hard to access the social networks. So our game is a ski game, there are some jurisdictions that requires license to operate and to advertise. So in order for us to spread the word, we decided to kind of come up with a free-to-play app with the same brand, so that people will know, people experience the same gameplay, and they can always come onto our website. They can play with the tokens, but also we are coming up with the fiat money game in the U.S. very soon.
Okay. So I have a couple of questions. So let's talk about, the reason I'm so excited, Charles, is not only do your team have all these experience in the domain and the expertise and all of that, but you also seem to have the technology built at least to some extent. So are these apps already rolled out? Where are you on the technology timeline?
We are currently in beta.
Okay.
We're in a beta, and you can come up, you can log on to our website, do the test drive. It's right now we are doing a free promotion, no entry fees. So people can just come in and just play out and test out. We have an app on the Google and Apple version is coming up very shortly. So people in the US and most of the world, they can go to the Google and search for Ranking Ball. You'll see our app there.
Okay. RANKINGBALL. Okay. So that's what people will search for. Okay, I understand that now. But you also just implicitly touched on regulation. I know that's very important for people to understand the legalities. Can you please elaborate on the regulations and the legalities of using this app in different jurisdictions across the globe, please?
It's a very kind of broad subject to kind of touch upon, but let me just start with what's it like in the U.S. first. In the U.S. from 2006, there's a federal law called UIGA came up, and they carved out the fantasy sports as not gamble. So they said fantasy sports is not a gamble. So fantasy sports is free to run their business in the States without a license, which recently changed to a few states. But basically, skill game. What is a skill game is freely available to play in the States. And skill game is just like any game that you play on your smartphone. If you are good at it, and if you are skillful, if you are winning not by the chance, that's a skill game. So overall, in general, including China, skill game is allowed.
Okay.
And so globally, if it's not luck, we have a lot of room to kind of penetrate.
Okay.
But if you're like doing a money, if you're doing real money, there are certain countries or certain states that requires you license. That doesn't mean that our product is illegal. It's just that you just need an operational license. There are some other countries who doesn't have the gambling regulations or jurisdiction. They don't have a true kind of like concrete meaning of what token is or cryptocurrency is, then it's considered the asset. So they can just freely use the assets to participate in those jurisdictions that doesn't have a requirement for licenses. So this allows us to expand into multiple jurisdictions and serve multiple people in multiple countries. So instead of just doing a simple play money, which doesn't use any monetary value, if you use tokens, we can go into areas where there was no chance of getting into. I mean, if they don't give you a license, they don't allow you anything about gambling. We don't want to call it a gambling, but the government looks at it as a gamble. So it allows us to play freely in that realm, and we are in a very we are in line with the regulations. So you're not doing anything wrong. You are servicing better things to the public, and added to that, using token, we eliminate or we lower the cost of payments. We lower the cost of all the overheads on operating money-based games. So it's benefit for us, which is in turn benefit to the investors.
Okay. And let's talk specifically for a minute about the US. So is it safe to say that you have gotten all the approvals for someone in any of the 50 states of the US to play this game?
They are free to play on the smartphones, which is Play Money. That's free for anyone in the world. Yeah, okay. It's safe, fine. Okay. For anything monetary, we are starting off with 20 states that doesn't require a license.
Okay.
And we've been in part with the Fantasy Sports Trading Association in the U.S. We've been participating in the conferences, and we've been building up our networks there. So we know the field. We know, we understand what's required to operate in the U.S. So we are working step by step, and we'll spread the business more to the statewide, making a statewide operation after the ICO.
Okay, now I understand your two-pronged strategy. Why do we have a free-to-play on the smartphones? That is no strings attached. It can be played anywhere. It is free. There is no legality. So you're getting a huge amount of marketing happening through your app on your smartphones.
Yes.
And then the web app, which is more of a token-based play, you're getting licensed step by step by step. So,
yes.
And you're expanding it. Okay, I really like that strategy. You said that there was a strategic intent between doing this. Now I understand what it is.
Okay,
this is great. So very exciting. Can you tell us about, do you have any numbers? How many people have downloaded this or have used your app, or is it too preliminary to ask you those questions? Do you have any data on your?
Our current product is, everything is redesigned and everything is new, and we've been working for past 2 years. So it's just out, and we are starting to see downloads, and we are starting to see some activities there. But it's the numbers we cannot disclose at the moment.
Okay.
But 2 years ago, when we had a different approach, we had a different product. We were kind of doing kind of play-by-play predictions, like when a batter comes up at bat, and we predict, you know, what he's going to score. He's going to score like first base, second base, third base within 10 seconds limit. And we had that app, and we tested it out with the sport networks. And at that time, we had about more than 100,000 MAU. So it wasn't bad. It wasn't bad. So people are very interested in all these sports-related product, and especially when it comes to real-time play-by-play, they haven't really seen anything like ours.
And how did you find if you take that as a baseline, the app which had the 100,000 MAUs before, and then this Bingo-based app that you have now, have you done any relative testing of engagement or virality or excitement?
Yes, we did that. We did testing with a lot of testing companies. We did some market reviews, and we did surveys for those people who watch baseball, who doesn't watch baseball. And basically, they said it's really kind of it supplements to their viewing experience. Because the test group was not that big in scale, and because testers are all different people, we wanted to kind of give a tryout for those friends group. So you know, when you play along with your friends, it's more engaging. It's more fun. So but basically, overall, the feedback is positive, and we still have a place to work on regarding designs and. Regarding like some like you know adding some effects on screens, those things, and we are continuously improving our UIs and UX and our kind of backends. So people, when compared to the real-time play-by-play, they said it's more comforting. Because when you do like when you constantly make bets like in play games, it's sometimes it excites you, but sometimes it tires you. So we made it that it's something that you don't really have to interact, but you can interact anytime during the match. So it's more comforting and it gives more information. It's more graphic, so that people. Can have it on their phone all the time when they watch sports.
And I know you've been using baseball as an example. I'm assuming it's currently probably the one of the sports that's been onboarded. Do you see any restrictions to expand this to other sports?
We are planning to launch esports. The next coming product. We are working on the League of Legends, which is a hugely popular game in the West and also in Korea. You see the top players are from Korea. So we want to bring that and have that new users or younger generation, 20-somethings, who watch Twitch to follow the match on of the esports, to have our app on their hand and follow the game. And it was really quite challenging for esports because the data is not that much available. It's very new. It's a very, very new realm. People have tried in the past to make it into our fantasy sports, but many have failed. There are some reasons to that, but it's very technical. But we have overcome that challenges and we have made a very unique proposition to esports fans. So it's going to be a different experience for them. And after that, we are aiming to kind of finally bring European soccer. European soccer, that's hugely popular.
Huge.
And because outside of US, people in the US don't really watch soccer much. But if you step outside the States, that's the only sports that people kind of really love.
Yeah.
So absolutely. with that, we'll tackle European market, but also Southeast Asia. Asian country, they love soccer. So it's overall kind of general, everybody loves soccer kind of thing.
All of Asia, Europe, my goodness, yeah. People are crazy. Yeah. Absolutely. Okay, so I think I understand your strategy here. Now, can you switch gears and take us to the blockchain portion of it, the tokenization? Why did you think of it? And then get into the tactical aspects of your timeline and the details around your ICO. Yeah.
Yes. Basically, our rankable gold, we call it RBG, RBG, ranking will go RBG. It's a ERC20 based token that will be used as an entry fee and as a reward on our Rankingbull platform. And we will start the crowd sale from May 21st to June 3rd.
Yeah.
Basically, RBG can be used to enter contests on Rankingbull. So when the user gets rewarded in gold, they'll be able to go to the exchange and change the real money to the withdraw. It can be used outside the platform with multi-signature wallet and external exchange. RBG can also work as an incentive within the platform, like bonuses for our play money contest, like RBS contest, or outside as a reward for playing games using linked kind of Steam or cheering points for streamers on Twitch. So we are using this Rankingbull goal as a tool to kind of engage all the streamers and the viewers and esports and leagues all together. So we'll use this as a kind of business tactic to kind of make a partnership with developers, leagues, and streamers. And as explained earlier, we've been operating and making this innovative gaming platform over the past 4 years. Right now, people can come in and use the Rankingbull Silver, which is our play money, on the app store, and participate in the contest. This ideally coincides with the emergence of blockchain technology and the crypto economy. And the reason is, until now, gaming companies have spent enormous time and money to comply with local rules and regulations. And with this, and there's a lot of things that obstacle coming forward to the operators regarding payments, regarding KYC, AML, even before their launch. So by issuing our Ethereum-based Rankingbull Gold token and linking our Rankingbull server to the fiat money, we solve many of the issues related to regulation across multiple regions. And this allows us to create new player contest system with an entry fee and reward structure. We believe this will allow Rankingbull to not only lead the sports esports gaming frontier, but also create a whole new ecosystem that connects gamers, sports esports media, and game developers, publishers, based on the secure blockchain.
Got it. And May 21st to June 3rd, those are the important dates. And yes. How much are you raising? What are your soft caps? What are your hard caps? What is the total number of tokens?
Yes, our soft cap is 3 million.
Okay.
And our hard cap is 30 million.
Okay.
Yes. And we are in a pre-sale right now. And okay. Even though we cannot disclose the amount, but we are very happy to announce that we are way past the soft cap now.
Okay. So there'll be a run between May 21st and June 3rd about people trying to get in before the hard cap is reached, I'm imagining.
Yes.
And what is the price per token?
We offer 50,000 RBG per one Ether.
Okay.
And the caps that we just explained was in USD, not in Ether.
Yes. Got it.
So we're offering 50,000 RBG, or Rankingbull Gold, per one Ether.
Got it. So, and do you have an overall cap on the number of tokens?
Yes.
I'm assuming you will not be issuing any additional tokens in the future. It's fixed.
We will kind of do the kind of annual interest thing. So we will try to kind of control the inflation of the economy. So for the holders of our tokens, we'll be benefiting from those inflations.
Okay. And do you have a number for the annual interest, or is it going to be determined year to year?
It's going to be determined based on our operational kind of profit. So we hope to kind of reach between 10 and 15%.
Okay. And then the the final question these days of importance to people in the US, are US people allowed to invest in your token?
Yes. Our ICO is run by our Singapore operator.
Okay.
So we have a office there. So from a Singapore entity. So only restriction that we have is receiving Singaporeans. So other than that, everybody's welcome.
So only restriction is Singaporeans. So Americans can invest. And for Americans, is this considered to be a utility token or a security token?
It is a utility token, because when you look at it, we're not doing a kind of a really new ICO. We are not a startup. So yes. We're not raising money to plan a project. We have a project already. Okay. And this is a token that you can use on our platform. So this is a utility token.
Got it. So are there questions that I should have asked that I did not ask you? Are there other important points you were hoping to cover with our audience?
Yes. I want to emphasize that this product, we started as a second screen, and we were not in the gambling business, or we were not in social casinos, but I have a career in gaming, because I worked for PlayStations before. But we work very closely with developers. We work closely with the leagues and teams and broadcasting companies. So we are trying to bring something very unique to the industry, to the broadcast, that's which the business is ever changing as we speak. And also the fact that we are the first one to offer a skill-based game, a real-time play-by-play skill-based game on esports. So I hope that the followers or your viewers will kind of, stay tuned to what we are going to bring to the market. And it's going to be a very exciting ride for us. And yeah, so, and for those fans of soccer or American football, and especially NBA fits right into our product. So stay tuned that these will be coming forth in the future.
Oh, yes, absolutely. Once you said the magic words, NBA. Yeah, and I'm sure.
I missed on one more thing.
Yeah.
For the esports fans, this is message to the esports fans, but we are working with, we are happy to announce that we have worked on a partnership with the PUBG, which is a Place Unknown Battlegrounds, which has been a humongous hit last year. It's a battle royale type of FPS game, and that's covered the top ranks in Twitch, and everybody's been playing it on Steam. We are excited to announce that we are working closely with them to bring you a second screening experience on PUBG leagues and tournaments.
Wow, congratulations. Very exciting. I'm glad you mentioned that. So with that, can you give us some pointers? Let's imagine, because I can see a lot of our audiences being interested in this unique idea and want to dig into it. What if I want to get more information, maybe about your ICO, or I want to read your white paper, or want to watch a video? Where do you recommend I go?
Definitely. Please visit our website at bankable.io, and also join our Telegram group. You can search for Bankable, or you can just come to our website. There's a link below. So please come in. You have me and our teams responding to any kind of questions that you might have. So feel free to come up and talk to us. And I really want to kind of really talk to the potential kind of viewers and our investors.
Awesome, awesome. Charles, thank you very much. And for the viewers and listeners, that's www.rankingball.io, RANKINGBALL.io. And we certainly wish you the very best, Charles. And all of you listeners, if you enjoyed this episode, make sure you rate us 5 stars on iTunes or Google Play. And with that, we wish you a fantastically successful ICO. Charles, all the best.
Thank you so much for having me.
Thanks for listening to the Crypto Knights. Never miss an episode. Subscribe now at www.cryptonights.io.